Hey, Goo, we got a football problem?
Not to me.
Apparently, we got a football problem.
Yeah.
I got to believe that you're... I just saw a statistic where... Boy, you got to be rankled. You know, passing numbers are down across the board in the NFL the first 2 weeks?
Everybody's crying. I have heard that, but I'm going to be honest. I have not noticed in real time watching.
Really?
I think I got an answer to it. Nobody plays in preseason. I think it's trust issues, and I think after week four, Stani, things will pick back up. But Evan was telling me, let's just look at the Chargers. All of a sudden, 2-0 under Harbaugh. But if you look at Herbert, he's thrown 35 passes combined in two games. He used to do that in one. They had him throw it for 50 last year.
Yeah. You know who leads the league in passing yards?
Yeah.
You know. Go ahead.
Number 13.
Brock Purdy.
Yep.
Brock Purdy. Does it seem like he's been throwing for more yardage than any other quarterback in the NFL? I mean, it doesn't seem like that to me.
Yeah.
But
one touchdown on the season. Not that that means anything, but he don't have a 97-yarder like Sam Darnold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are the ones you remember.
And that's the one, that play, the reason to me that play sticks out, the Justin Jefferson 97-yard pass, is because there's another thing going on with the NFL. Not only are passing yards down, but what they call air yards are the lowest since that stat has been tracked in 2006. So quarterbacks are not only throwing it less, they're throwing it shorter. They're throwing it fewer yards than they've ever thrown it before, which means there's less deep passes.
Through two weeks, though, Stoddy. Yeah. A lot of games in those 2 weeks, but through 2 weeks.
Yeah, the numbers, though, are really...
Because the guys on the outside are getting paid, like the Justin Jeffersons, to do what he did, the Jamar Chases. And, you know, stuff is funky right now because there's a lot of rust, I believe. But, you know, I guess that's, like I said, talking to myself, Stoddy, a short sample size is not affecting the pay from the wide receivers, Brandon Ayuk included, who got his big deal.
Yeah, I'm just, if you're an NFL fan, do you like the first 2 weeks with less passing, with shorter throws? Is it just a two-game blip and things will come back to more noticeable the way they have been? Do you like it? I mean, if we became, and I say we, but if the NFL became a league that started running the football more, would that impact the way you watch the game? Would it impact your enjoyment of the game? What gives you enjoyment watching a football game? What do you guys like to see?
I love that question. You talking to me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the other guru in the room. Competition, the importance of every play. So I am not a Farhan Zaidi type of programmed mind to where I'm a computer and I watch and I can tell in real time because my analytic radar is going off. Hey, Stoney's not throwing the ball as much. I didn't notice that. But just growing up, we got some sound from the great Mel Kiper. Don't tell Bonte I called him great. Mel Kiper Jr. just about his thoughts on football offensively as a whole. But Stoney, I've never noticed it. I guess that's what I'm telling you. So when you say, what am I looking for? I'm looking for what it's given me and what we're going to see tonight when the Jets take on the Patriots, Jets minus six, but the importance of each play and week one feeling like it's a playoff game. So I look for the competition and I have not noticed, Donnie, that they're not throwing the pigskin around through 2 weeks. So I didn't know that. That was brought to my attention.
Well, I didn't notice it watching all the games I watched, but how do fans... Maybe fans did notice. If you're a big consumer of football, I'm just talking about the eye test here.
The eye test.
Through two games. If after the last game you watched this week, you thought to yourself, doesn't feel like they're passing as much as they have in the past. I'm with Goo. I haven't really noticed it, but the numbers are pretty glaring.
And fantasy football numbers are down for quarterbacks.
Okay. And let me throw this to Evan if he's listening.
Evan!
Well,
That would be a no.
He didn't have his headphones.
Yeah, no.
So.
Yeah. But I got to tell you a funny story, too.
I'm just setting him up so he can do the hand. That's okay. All I'm doing. I'm being a team player. And I'm setting up so he can do the hand.
Goose in mourning after yesterday's shirt debacle?
Thank you, Evan.
Wow.
Did you, you did the research on the passing stats being down. Did you?
Well, there's actually a lot of other smarter people that did them. I just read them, but yes.
See what I mean? I'm trying to pay him a compliment.
But he was doing that to himself. He didn't want to take credit. That's why we love him.
Yeah, I didn't do the research.
Yeah. A guy you would have said,
you
was up all night.
You looked up all the stories and found the pertinent. Did you notice with the eye test, did you feel like after the game on Monday night, the last game you watched through 2 weeks, did you think to yourself, doesn't feel like they're passing as much?
Yes.
Okay. Notice it, but Evan did.
I also watched the Chargers, and I've had to readjust the way I watch my favorite team because they used to drop Herbert back 50 times, and now the run of the ball feels like 50 times.
Do you think that's going to continue? I mean, they're 2-0, but you think, because my whole thing is maybe it's their teams are kind of, you know what? Week 3, we'll really let it start hanging out.
I think eventually when teams commit more to the run, we'll see kind of like a market correction. So defenses will start to play up closer into the box, and then that's when you'll see the top-flight quarterbacks start to air the ball down the field. But at the beginning of the season, it just feels like teams are making you move down the field more methodically, and if you try and press the ball down the field, you're going to run into trouble.
Yeah, because I'm looking at, just to that point, Evan Steiny, I'm looking at the Jets. I'm like, I don't recognize this Aaron Rodgers, even on incompletions. What the hell is this dink and dunk? Like, they hadn't opened it up yet, so maybe we see that tonight.
The other thing is, if passing is down and long passing is down, or teams are taking fewer shots down the field, is that good, bad, or indifferent as it relates to the San Francisco 49ers? Does it register as a 49er fan that this could be beneficial or detrimental if the league is trending in that direction? I don't know.
Well, you talked about it yesterday. We can just go back to Minnesota game. Purdy threw it almost 40 times, 23 of 36, 28 of 36. But the bottom line, Stoney, as you said, you know what, Goo? To you, tell me if I'm wrong here, you don't feel like the Niners are a go-up top team.
No.
No, and it's frustrating at times, but we're in an era now where if you get behind your dude, Stoney, like a Cooper Kupp or a Brandon Ayuk, because if you slice and dice him at the line, you can, you know, catch a 15-yarder and take it 45, take it 50. But I'd like to see them do the Justin Jefferson, just attempt it to keep the defense honest.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. The 49ers take on the Rams, 125 on Sunday, SoFi Stadium. They're going to do it without Christian McCaffrey. They're going to do it without Debo Samuel. And they're going up against Sean McVay, coach who's got, to my way of thinking, a lot of similarities with Kyle Shanahan. They were both hired in the same year. They're both entering their eighth year.
On the same staff in 2013, Stoney.
Yeah, McVay, his regular season record, 70-47 through 107 games. Shanahan, 65-52. Through 107 games. McVay, 7-4 in the postseason. Shanahan, 8-4 in the postseason. Of course, Kyle has lost two Super Bowls. McVay has a Super Bowl. So where does Sean McVay fit in terms of NFL coaches? Because we've been going over that a lot the last few days, and I kind of want to get into that too. Real quick, before we take a break, how many coaches currently in the NFL have won a Super Bowl? Just give me a number off the top of your head.
I'm going to say 6.
6.
Did I get it right?
Harbaugh, McCarthy, Peyton, Doug Peterson, Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin.
Wow. Way to start it, dude.
6 of 32 coaches have become... Uh-oh. No, I'm wrong.
Damn.
7. Because I didn't mention McVay.
Oh, 7.
McVay's not on there. So let me put McVay on there.
But they're from the same tree, Steiny.